This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli addresses an event at the Asian Institute of Technology during his ongoing Thailand visit. Calls for multi-level collaboration to address climate change as shared global concern. Supreme Court refuses to grant an interim order on the Nepal Electricity Authority related writs. Health Ministry urges all to adopt precautions given the increasing air pollution in Kathmandu Valley. Haze caused low visibility disrupts flights at Tribhuvan International Airport. And Gaza Health Ministry says Israeli strike on Gaza City School kills 27. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, who is currently on a five-day official visit to Thailand beginning April 1st, addressed an event yesterday hosted by the Asian Institute of Technology, AIT. In his address, the Prime Minister echoed the need for collective efforts to ensure a secure and prosperous future for the entire humanity. He highlighted that the government of Nepal is focused on promoting human happiness, prosperity, security and self-dignity. The Prime Minister called for collaborative efforts at the national, regional and global levels to address climate change, a common and global concern for all. Before that, Prime Minister Oli held discussions with Thai businessmen in Bangkok. According to a statement issued by Prime Minister's Secretariat, members of the Nepali business delegation were also present in the discussion. Following the Prime Minister's call, Thai businessmen have shown enthusiasm for investing in sectors like tourism, hotels and construction raw materials in Nepal. Similarly, yesterday itself, Prime Minister Oli held meetings with Prime Minister of Sri Lanka, Harini Amarasuriya, Prime Minister of Bhutan, Chiring Tokbay, and Prime Minister of Myanmar, Min Aung Hlaing. During the meeting, various matters of bilateral and mutual interest were discussed. Likewise, Executive Secretary of the United Nations Economic and Social Commission for the Asia-Pacific, Armida Solsia, called on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli on the sidelines of the 6th BIMSTEC summit yesterday. In the meantime, the head of the government of Nepal, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, is scheduled to address the BIMSTEC summit today. He will also hold bilateral meetings with his counterparts from the BIMSTEC member states on the margins of the summit. The Supreme Court has refused to grant an interim order on the writ petition filed by Nepal Electricity Authority Executive Director Hitendra Dev Sakya as well as by outgoing Executive Director Kulman Ghesing. A division bench of Justices Kumar Chudal and Nityananda Pandey yesterday refused to grant an interim order on the writ petitions filed by Nepal Electricity Authority Executive Director Sakya and outgoing ED Ghesing, stating that the appointment of the Ghesing by removing him 4 years ago was wrong. Ghesing filed a petition seeking his reinstatement after his removal as the executive director of Nepal Electricity Authority, while Sakya had filed a writ seeking a decision over the writ he filed earlier when he was removed to be replaced by Ghesing. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzurana Deoba has stressed the need for BIMSTEC to uphold the spirit of regional unity and cooperation. Addressing the 20th BIMSTEC ministerial meeting held yesterday as part of the 6th BIMSTEC summit in Bangkok, she called for unity and collective cooperation to strengthen BIMSTEC as a platform that represents the shared aspiration of the citizens of the Bay of Bengal region. Minister Dr. Rana further highlighted BIMSTEC's leading role in promoting regional peace, unity and environmental sustainability in the Bay of Bengal region and beyond. Likewise, Minister Dr. Rana held a bilateral meeting on the sidelines of the BIMSTEC summit with Sri Lankan Deputy Minister for Foreign Affairs and Foreign Employment Arun Hemachandra yesterday. Minister Dr. Rana's secretariat stated that bilateral diplomatic relations, tourism promotion, expansion of air connectivity and other issues were discussed during the meeting. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged all to adopt high precautions given the increase in air pollution in the Kathmandu Valley. Issuing a press release yesterday, the ministry requested everyone to take precautions as the country has been ranked as one of the most polluted countries for the past few days as per the Air Quality Index. According to the ministry, the AQI level in Kathmandu Valley is now recorded as 348 and is listed as the hazardous category. Ministry spokesperson Dr. Prakash Buratoki suggested children, the elderly, pregnant women and the people with respiratory illness adopt special precautions as they are considered more vulnerable to the impact of air pollution. Environmental experts attribute the increased pollution to forest fires and burning of agricultural waste. According to the meteorologist Vinu Maharajan, with the improving pace of wind, the haze will be fizzling out from today. She, however, denied any chances of rainfall at present in Kathmandu Valley. Meanwhile, flights to and from Tribhuvan International Airport in Kathmandu have been adversely affected due to low visibility caused by haze. Chief and General Manager of Tribhuvan International Airport, Jagannath Nirola, said that due to thick fog in the sky of Kathmandu for the past few days, the visibility has decreased and airplanes are landing and taking off with the help of IFR technology. Though the flights have not yet been cancelled, General Manager Nirola shared that the visibility of the airport is now 3,000 meters. The Ministry of Education, Science and Technology has called the agitating teachers for talks. Spokesperson of the ministry, Sivakumar Sapkota, in a statement issued yesterday, urged the Nepal Teachers Union to leave the protest and find a solution through dialogue. Teachers and employees from government schools across the country began their protest in Kathmandu on Wednesday, demanding the endorsement of the school education bill. The bill is currently under consideration in the House of Representatives. The members of the House of Representatives yesterday drew the government's attention to the urgency of addressing the issues of social mobilizers and wanted the government to promptly formulate a policy to sort out the problems. During the meeting of the Committee on Women and Social Affairs under the House of Representatives yesterday, they demanded that the government take its initiative to address the concerns of 210 social mobilizers who have been contributing to the government entity with their productive and valuable time of the life for the past 23 years. They said the government ministers are not expected to take the excuse for overlooking this issue by suing each other under any circumstances. Likewise, in the meeting of the Agricultural Cooperatives and Natural Resources Committee of the House of Representatives yesterday, lawmakers have stressed the need to include the issue of taking initiatives to recommend a special law so that the agricultural land cannot be converted into non-agricultural land in the National Agriculture Policy 2025. The Ministry of Agriculture and Livestock Development has formulated the National Agriculture Policy 2025 with the objective of effective implementation of food security and food sovereignty provisions guaranteed by the Constitution of Nepal. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, IFRC, through the Compliance and Mediation Committee, has issued a recommendation to the Nepal Red Cross Society, NRCS, that 5 individuals step down from the governance and not be permitted to run in the upcoming NRCS elections. A press release issued yesterday by the IFRC headquarters, Geneva, reads the individuals have been found to be engaged in political activities by promoting political parties' quotas on the NRCS governance membership, which is violation of the fundamental principles of neutrality and independence, which all Red Cross and Red Crescent staff and volunteers around the world are required to uphold. Furthermore, the Compliance and Mediation Committee has requested the government of Nepal to exercise its legal powers to institute a completely independent, non-political interim committee for the Nepal Red Cross Society. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for some international news update. Citing the Hamas-run health ministry, the BBC has reported that at least 27 Palestinians have been killed in an Israeli airstrike on a school in northern Gaza that was serving as a shelter for displaced families. The Israeli military, however, said it struck prominent terrorists who were in the Hamas command and control center in the city without mentioning a school. A statement from the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said the site in Gaza City that it struck had been used by Hamas fighters to plan attacks against Israeli civilians and troops. Israel renewed its aerial bombardment and ground offensive in Gaza on 18 March after the first phase of a ceasefire and a hostage release deal agreed with Hamas in January came to an end, and negotiations on a second phase of the deal stalled. The Israeli military launched a campaign to destroy Hamas in response to an unprecedented cross-border attack on 7 October 2023. Now, the Zilla weather forecast for the country for today. With the partial influence of the westerly and local winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain or thunder with thunder and lightning is possible at one or two places in the hilly regions of Gandaki and Karnali province, with the possibility of light snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 12 to 14 degrees Celsius today, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 28 to 30 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli addresses an event at the Asian Institute of Technology during his ongoing Thailand visit. Calls for multi-level collaboration to address climate change as a shared global concern. Supreme Court refuses to grant an interim order on the Nepal Electricity Authority-related writs. Health Ministry urges all to adopt precautions given the increasing air pollution in Kathmandu Valley. Haze caused low visibility disrupts flights at Tiruvuvan International Airport. And Gaza Health Ministry says Israeli strike on Gaza City School kills 27. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.